KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have sunny skies, 71 degrees. We look for isolated showers later this afternoon, a high around 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Cass County Board of Supervisors, who have had relatively light agenda for the past several sessions, are expected to act during their meeting this morning in Atlantic on the appointment of or reappointment of a Veterans Affairs Commissioner. Other business during their meeting at 8:30 includes action on a resolution setting the date for a public hearing on a proposal to incur non-current debt in an amount not to exceed $350,000 for the purpose of paying the costs of certain urban renewal projects in the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area, which consists of using tax increment financing to pay the costs of constructing graywater management improvements and undertaking capital projects for the construction of roads, bridges, and culverts, all pertaining to the Elite Octane Ethanol Plant. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet during a regular session beginning at 9 a.m. today at the courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda is a public hearing on a fiscal year 2018 budget amendment, a resolution to approve the amendment, and fiscal year 2018 appropriations resolution. The board will also hear from County Engineer Nick Kaufman with regard to an employee longevity raise, a union progression step raise for an employee, and other departmental matters. Other matters for discussion and or action will include a life insurance binder and termination letter, as well as COBRA binder and termination letter, and discussion pertaining to the neighborhood center. Officials at the Cass County Health System in Atlantic say if you have an upcoming appointment with CCHS, you should be aware that you will receive an automated phone call reminder unless you choose to receive appointment reminders through text message or email. All appointment reminder methods, automated phone call, text, and email, include easy-to-follow instructions to confirm your appointment. There has been some concern expressed that the calls may be a scam. However, officials with the Cass County Health System verified that the automated phone calls for patients to confirm their appointments are indeed legitimate. Creston police say two men were arrested on warrants out of the Union County Law Enforcement Center on Tuesday. 19-year-old Jonathan Palmer of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of burglary in a third degree, motor vehicle related. Palmer was being held at the Union County Jail at a $4,000 bond. And 22-year-old J.C. Glenn of Lenox was arrested on a Union County warrant for assault and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $600 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs early Monday afternoon resulted in the discovery of 15 pounds of methamphetamine and the arrest of the driver. The SUV was pulled over for excessive speed. Deputy Eric Hemphill became suspicious of criminal activity due to the totality of the circumstances he was confronted with during the incident. The driver, 30-year-old Michael Anthony Santistavon of Pomona, California, was issued a traffic citation for excessive speed, and at the conclusion of the traffic stop, Santistavon consented to a vehicle search, during which the deputy discovered the meth. Santistavon was subsequently arrested and charged with delivery and possession of methamphetamine. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports there were four arrests this past week. Among them, a traffic stop on Interstate 80 that at around 6 p.m. on May the 13th resulted in the arrest of two men from Illinois. The state trooper pulled over a car for speeding in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. It was doing 88 on Interstate 80. A further investigation, a trooper arrested 27-year-old Christopher J. Jackson of Genoa, Illinois, and 27-year-old John Michael Joseph Daniels of Harvard, Illinois, for possession of a controlled substance first offense. Both men were released a couple of hours later on $1,000 cash or surety bond each. Also, on May 14, 35-year-old Luke Mullen of Bedford was transported from the Adair Union County line during a transfer from another agency and brought to the Adair County Jail for violation of a no-contact order. He was later released on bond. And 34-year-old Adam Roan of Bridgewater was arrested Saturday afternoon following a traffic stop. He was taken into custody for driving while license denied or revoked for an OWI test refusal. Roan was later released on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. News was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.